This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast that has two people in charge of it. One of whom is Joan Cadogan. John Cadogan.
All right.
Direct from Paris. He will fill us in on that in a second.
Bonjour.
And my name is Charlie Baker, and we are both Torquay fans, and we both love the National League and the National League South, and I've said the words, the National League North.
Do you know what? In a sort of funny, kooky sort of way, I think the National League loves us.
Do you think, John? No one from the National League's ever been in touch to say, hey guys, love the podcast. I reckon if the National League got in touch with us, John, you'd fall out with it within 5 minutes.
No. Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Yeah.
Stamp.
Fact.
Fact. Hey, John.
Yes.
Picked a nice weekend to go to Paris.
All right, isn't it?
Lovely. And you said you were going last week. I was like, oh, that sounds nice. And then when I saw what was happening this weekend, like Wednesday, Thursday, went, huge riots expected in Paris this weekend. I know someone's off to Paris.
I just thought there's a lot of Torquay fans around Paris. A lot of just showing their support for Gary Johnson's revolution.
What I like about the yellow jackets they had to wear, it's what you have to have. You have to have that in your car.
Does anybody who's been driving in France would know.
How was it, John? Were you safe?
95% of the time, yes. It was good. On Saturday evening, though, the day of the demonstration, it was all taking place on the Champs-Élysées. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't staying on the Champs-Élysées. I was kind of staying about sort of 15 minutes east. So you think, we'll be all right. Stay over to this area. It's not far from sort of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Having a nice relaxing day.
We've all done a city break, John.
But sat outside a cafe at about 7 o'clock when you think all the troubles in the Champs-Élysées are absolutely fine. Having a nice glass of wine. And suddenly, the waiters all come running outside the cafe and tell everybody inside now and start hurriedly grabbing all the furniture from outside the cafe and like lobbing it into the cafe and clearly making some sort of provision to barricade us into the cafe.
Yeah, like Les Mis.
Very much like Les Mis. It was a Victor Hugo situation. Yeah. And in my French is all right.
Yeah.
It's not brilliant.
Oh, good. Oh, well
it's
done,
all
John.
Right. In my rudimentary French, I established that it was, in fact, the Gilets Jaunes who'd come to kick the shit out of us.
Oh, gosh.
And so I lobbed some money at the waiter and ran.
Ran?
Ran for the flat with the Gilets Jaunes coming towards us.
You were being followed by Gilets Jaunes?
Running technically towards them to get to the flat. Literally got inside the flat. And then within 2 minutes, they were smashing the street up.
No.
Yeah.
You were like in the middle of history. You were in the middle of history.
Yeah.
And were you going?
I mean, it probably would have been fine, but it would have. I don't think it would have been a particularly comfortable few minutes being barricaded inside a cafe.
Wouldn't have been a relaxing cafe au lait, John. Would it? A little. Well, oh, well, I'll have another one of these and petty BS if you play. Goodness me. This is the sort of protest we should have had when we had Gary Hours in charge.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Instead of just moaning a bit. Oh, boo, like that. They know how to protest, don't they, in France?
They do. They love a protest.
I'm pleased you're back and all right now, though.
I nearly didn't make it back.
That could have been, it would have been such a brilliant end to the national obsession.
With the death of one of us.
John got killed in France.
Yeah.
By Le Gilet Jaune. By the yellow jacket.
it would have been quite circuitous. Oh, John, it would have been a perfect way to go.
What's in the show this week, John? Let's have a...
Work it out. Podcast.
Podcast. Why do I call it a show, John?
It is a production, though,
so
isn't it?
So showbiz, aren't I? So showbiz. So I'm assuming we've got a news roundup.
We'll have
a news
roundup.
Because we just talked about Hartlepool and we're talking about some other bits and pieces. Before the show, a focus on one of the teams.
Yeah, we'll have a focus on.
Yeah, we'll have that.
We'll say who.
Hopefully some letters. And we will...
Don't get too excited about the letters.
Oh,
it
could
say.
Be a Ray week. We've had some good traffic on the old Natobs pod Twitter
feed.
We'll
home in on that.
So we'll do a bit of that this week. And that's it, is it, John? The usual rubbish?
Have we got a guest?
I think someone's threatened to call in.
That might give it away.
Oh, while we're on about guests, you can fade that out now. How did the Grand Nationale, and I noticed he was on the show last week, how did he get on last week?
What did he predict? He said six goals in the Welling game, didn't he?
I think he just said six goals between Torquay and Welling over the whole season.
Did he?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
Maybe that was in the sort of...
I think that's what he meant. So it was 3-1, wasn't it? So
the T's and C's.
So the next game, perhaps he meant, will be 2-0 or 1-1. And also, I think he predicted Harry Redknapp to win I'm a Celebrity, is that right?
Yes, he did.
100% correct.
Yeah.
So far. So, another strong week.
I mean, he didn't exactly go out on a limb with that one, did he?
Well, it was still a prediction, John.
If he'd said...
What if Redknapp had suddenly killed one of the other campmates? Because he was so hungry.
And by the way, with Harry Redknapp, you can never discount that.
You never know. Well, you know, if news had come in that his beloved Sandra had been shitting Nico Cranchar all along,
he goes ape shit.
He would have lost his mind, wouldn't he, John?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I had to kill John Barrowman.
I had to kill John Barrowman because he was laughing about Cranchar. You know, if that had come out, that would have been it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Redknapp. So the Grand Nationale.
Took a risk.
He took a risk
took
there,
a
John. He went out on a limb.
Yeah, he did.
So the 100% record continues for the Grand Nationale. That's
good old
brilliant
Nationale.
News. Hey, John, let's have some National League news.
Hey, do you want a bit of National League news?
Yes, please. I see that. Let me just. I know something that I've noticed about this week about the National League. I see Richard Mooney has taken over as the manager of Hartlepool. Yeah.
Money.
Taken over at Hartlepool, John.
Yeah.
Of course, he got Cambridge back into the league.
He did.
And where was he before?
Before Hartlepool, he had a very brief spell at Solihull Moors.
Oh.
26 days, he resigned.
What the hell happened there?
What the hell happened to Richard Money at Solihull Moors?
What the hell happened there? Why did he resign after 26 days? Didn't like Damson Park?
No, I don't. Well, he was...
Couldn't cope.
To bottom of the league, I think.
Took him bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I've taken him bottom of the league.
I think I've taken him as far as I can.
Sounds like a good... I think it's a good fit for Hartlepool.
Yeah, I think so. Well, look, he's been around the block, as they say.
Yeah, we'll say that. So, come on, give us a bit more of a roundup, John.
So, yes, I mean, a few absolutely remarkable scores in the National League. Let's start there on Saturday. None more so than Chesterfield 2, Salford 0.
They got their... He got his win.
Chesterfield have won a game. They've not drawn.
He got his win.
Finally.
Imagine if the drawing run ended with a loss.
Well, you know, we finally broke the...
Yeah. Well, at least we didn't draw.
Yeah.
They beat Solihull. That is a good result, isn't it, for Martin?
Salford City they beat, yeah.
He'll have loved that, Martin.
How do we think he reacted?
Oh, he'll have loved that.
Yeah.
He'll have absolutely loved beating Salford, was it?
Yeah.
Salford, he'll have absolutely loved that because he'll have been like, oh, they're a big team.
Either that or he'll have done the classic reverse Martin Allen and sort of done blind indifference and not bothered at all.
Been furious with the players.
You can never tell with Mad Dog.
You never know
with
Mad Dog.
Hence the nickname.
He's up and down, John.
He is.
mentally unstable dog. He's like a mentally unstable dog.
Other big result from Saturday, the pressure piling on Gary Waddock. Harrogate 4, Aldershot 1 at the weekend. Aldershot,
I love that.
In trouble, which obviously not your favourite team, as we know.
Please, they're going down the tubes. Are they bankrupt at all, or is it just...
They've got a massive injury list.
They're
in a bit of bother. We have got a regular contributor for Aldershot, though, so he won't like...
Well,
your tone, Nick. I think he was called.
I'm taking your attitude to the people, to the Foffs who listen to the podcast.
No problems at all with the Foffs.
You fall out with them all the time.
Rubbish.
Well, he knows I don't like Aldershot. He's like, he said before, I like Aldershot. You obviously don't. I don't like them. No, yeah.
Aldershot.
Aldershot. That's what I call them, yeah. John.
Also, what the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
Yes.
They drew 2-2 with Sutton United. They were winning 2-1. A superb late free kick by Sutton's Kenny Davis.
I love that one.
Kenny Davis.
That's
eyes,
my favourite. He's got Kenny Day. Kenneth Davis.
Kenneth Davis.
Do you think if people called him Kenneth all his life, do you think he'd have been as successful a footballer, John?
Or Ken Davis?
Ken,
what
was
they called
snooker
him?
Player,
Ken
isn't
it? Davis. That's a snooker player.
That's a snooker player.
Is he a snooker player?
Ken Davis.
It's a mix of Ken Doherty and Steve
Ken
Davis.
Ken Davis here, stepping up to the blank. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Good luck, mate. Who was that?
Good luck. Oh dear.
It's my best impression, isn't
What's
it?
His name?
So far, in the whole of the 50 whatever
What's the commentator
episodes.
Called?
I don't know, but I like doing Davis here.
Is it Ray Reardon?
No. Ray Reardon, though, once played my uncle at snooker.
Yeah.
John.
Well, he lives near. My mum used to. My mum used to be his babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. We've both got Ray Reardon links.
Step in it, because he had a slight bird, didn't he, John? Where was he from?
Ray Reardon.
No, it's not Ray Reardon. It's the other.
I don't know what his name is look him up.
Dennis Taylor here. No. I'm going to have to look it up now, John.
I always used to.
I'm looking it up. You carry on.
Getting to know me.
Getting to know you, John. Getting to know you. Oh, dear. Getting to know all about him.
We used to have a snooker table in our garage.
He had a snooker table.
And I used to be so obsessed with the snooker that I put on a shirt and a waistcoat to play.
John, this is the best story I've ever.
Yeah. Used to love the snooker.
John Cadogan here from the garage door end.
He's just squeezed past the washing machine.
He squeezed past it. Couple of bikes in the way of the other side. But he's got his waistcoat on. Shirt and a tie or not?
I think maybe a bow tie.
Remember with the snooker when they said, oh, he's a bit out there, this guy, because he'd wear like a colour for waistcoat.
And me and my brother used to have little chairs at
Did
either
you?
Side. You can sit down with a little glass.
John, we're painting a lovely picture of you over these 55 episodes.
Yeah.
Someone who's never seen fireworks, never been to Scotland.
Have now.
Loves the Thunderbirds.
Yep.
And used to dress up to play snooker at home.
Yep.
There he is. Oh, dear.
Let me just try and find snooker commentary.
Willie Thorne.
80s. Been in 80s, the peak.
John Virgo.
No.
I can do good John Virgo.
Can you go on then, do it?
Where's that cue ball going?
It's Ted Lowe, John.
Ted Lowe?
It's Ted Lowe. Ted Lowe here, whispering Ted.
Did he do that? Good luck, mate.
Good
Is
luck,
him?
Mate. Yeah, good luck, mate. Whispering Ted Lowe.
Tell you what, if we combine that with my John Virgo, where's that cue ball going? We could take
it
on tour. So it's the snooker halls around the country.
It'd be lovely. Maybe we should just start doing a Ted Lowe and John Virgo podcast.
Where's not that podcast going?
Oh, dear.
Maybe we could start every podcast with that.
Whispering Ted
Where
Lowe.
Were we?
How have we got onto
where
it?
We were. I think I'm just going to go to...
He got his break one day when the BBC's regular commentator, Raymond Glendenning, succumbed to laryngitis.
Ooh.
And then Ted Lowe really took the piss because he became Whispering Ted Lowe. Should have just carried on, Raymond.
Because I've taken your style now, Raymond.
I've taken your job now, piss off. Dan in the National League North. Would you like some National League North
It's a
news?
Big edit for John this evening.
It is. And he hasn't really got the time because
no
he's
time
also
to
moving
do it.
House this week.
Oh, dear.
It's not
oh
ideal.
Dear. Oh, dear.
And he's got the Christmas party to go to.
Oh, dear. It's a bonus episode this week.
It won't be
it's
edited.
It's uncut.
Dan in the National League North.
Yeah.
Big news.
Go on.
FC United of Manchester 2, Curzon Ashton 0.
Ooh.
Sent off for the visitors, Curzon Ashton.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
He's off.
Yeah. Got sent off.
Gone off.
Floated like a butterfly off the pitch.
Yeah. The National League North have got Muhammad Ali
got
in
Muhammad
it.
Muhammad Ali, so maybe we should... pay a bit more attention.
Maybe we should. We didn't know that, did we? Who's top of the National League North at the moment, John?
Don't know. Down in the National League South this weekend, Bournemouth beat Leyton Orient.
The best league in the country.
Bournemouth beat Leyton Orient 1-0. Dover continued a bit of a resurgence, beat AFC Fylde 2-1. Barnet continued to struggle. Ebbsfleet beat them 1-0.
Yep.
Wrexham 2, Eastleigh 0. So life without Sam Ricketts continues.
Started the dead cat. The opposite. What do you call it? The opposite of a dead cat bounce.
It's a live cat.
Well, so but is that all the news? We're not going to talk about Billy Ricky imploding.
Oh yeah, Billy Ricky have gone down the shitter.
Come on, John. More than that.
Players are leaving. About four or five.
Jake Robbins, Scott Dole. Who knows what's going on there?
The
hopefully, it's like going to make them not push for the title.
Yeah.
So it then narrows it down to us, Welling and Woking.
And after the weekend, I think we can say it's us all Woking.
But lovely. That was it, John. That was all the news, was it? Yeah, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Oh dear. It's time to focus on
bloody Truro City.
It's Truro City, finally! If only we had a contact to speak to anyone.
I know. Couldn't get hold of
John. Couldn't get hold of Ivor, no?
Yeah, he's engaged.
What's Ivor up to? Speaking to each fan, one by one?
Grand shares on, off. Off, on.
39 fans they got the other week, John.
He's probably contacting them all. You come on this Saturday.
Hello.
You're coming down.
The minibus is on. 39 fan. Truro City FC.
Club Peldros Truro in Cornish.
Oh.
Not a language, of course.
Well, it is a language, John, isn't it?
Not a real language.
Come on, John. Just you work for Talk
Sport. Did you see, by the way, the other day, that the Cornish are trying to becoming an independent nation. A nation for Cornwall.
A nation for Cornwall.
It's because they've entered that, you know, that Cunniford thing?
Oh, yes, yes. The World Cup, yes.
Independent nation, like small nations, mm-hmm. World Cup. They're entering.
Well,
they've gone independent.
Cornish team for Cornish.
It was very much a team.
Cornish World Cup.
A team for Cornwall.
Hey, forget with Brexit, the Irish border situation. What about the Tamar Bridge? If that turns up.
The Tamar Bridge backstop.
I've met her. Yeah. Tell us about Truro City FC, John.
Founded in 1889.
Ooh,
they
proper
are the
team.
Highest,
proper team.
Proper team. Highest ranked club in Cornwall, which isn't saying an awful lot.
The highest ranked club in Cornwall.
Cornwall.
Yeah.
They played their first game against Penzance.
Yeah, don't go out of Cornwall.
Winning 7-1. In the 1930s, though, they left Cornish football for a time, joined the Plymouth and District League. Which they went on to win. Yeah, they won that, but then got readmitted to the Cornwall League again in the 1930s. Founding members of the South Western League in the 1950s, won the championship 5 times, only lost out on a 6th when they lost their ground due to road widening. It's such a Truro thing.
Such a Cornish reason.
Right in the road, aren't we?
We got to widen the road, John. Sorry about your pitch and that. It's cars, isn't it? I'm getting bigger now.
They kind of played at that very low sort of Southwest Western League level for a long time.
So when did they start to emerge
and
as
sort
a...
of appointed Lee Hodges, 2010, former Torquay player.
Yes, yes.
And he got them promoted to the Conference South in 2012.
Got
them up there for the first time. They went straight back down again.
Oh.
And then they appointed Steve Tully, my grandma's carpet fitter.
That's no good for his knees, John. Is it?
Well, he's not anymore.
Tully's knees. No wonder he couldn't get up and down as much. He's got older.
Yeah, but yeah, he was. He was my grandma's.
That's what he went into, is it? Tully after
he did a carpet fitting, yeah. Anyway, with Tully at the helm, they got promoted back to the Conference South again in 2015, where they've been ever since. Truro played their games, or rather sort of did play their games, at Truro Road.
Yes.
Truro.
Yeah.
Was their home since the mid-1900s. Cornwall Council, though, currently developing a business plan for a proposed stadium for Cornwall.
A stadium for Cornwall. They're a council for Cornwall.
Which could host both Truro City and the Cornish
Pirates. I'd like it if the Cornish... A rugby team for Cornwall. They are for Cornwall. I'd like it if the Cornish Pirates got in. I think South West rugby is a good thing, you know, and it's good to...
It's a big thing.
Huge, isn't it?
In 2014, they sold Truro Road with the intention of using that money to sort of build the new stadium.
Where have we heard this before?
Yes, it all does sound a little bit familiar. They basically got some extensions allowing them to play them, but in the summer, they finally got told, no, you're going to have to go. We're starting work, which is why they ended up at Plainmoor.
Yeah.
But now they've been told that they can go back to Truro Road again. It's a Cornish for you. Do you want a few of their squad?
Yes, please.
Harvey Rivers plays for them. Yeah.
Watch me now. Or you could have gone with coming on Christmas, we're cutting down trees,
yeah, yeah.
Putting up reindeers, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I was Harvey Rivers so I could skate away on Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
With Blue there.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Also plays for them, River Allen.
Watch me down. The River yeah. Tamar.
Yeah, team of rivers. The Rivermen.
So Cornish, isn't it?
Yeah. Very cool.
The Rivermen, the Rivermen. What a lovely
river dance,
John. The river, win. The Rivermen. What are they called?
Nickname: City White Tigers or the Tinners.
The Tinners is the best. That's the best one. That's tin Army, one, Tin Army.
Presumably, they should go with that. Is made of tin.
The it's Tinners,
be, surely.
The Tinners is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah,
that would have been good.
That's a good one.
For our idea of people coming out dressed as their mascots, they'd come out dressed
like a
covered
can.
In covered as. Cornish miners.
The lamps.
Lamps. Lamps, John. Exactly.
Yeah.
God. Wouldn't that be lovely, John?
Famous people from Truro who might be oh, yeah. fans. Very thin on the ground
oh.
for Truro. It's a who's who of nobodies. The best one I could find was Roger Taylor from Queen, the
Is
drummer.
Is he from Truro, John?
He went to school there. Hmm.
He was a good drummer. He was a
good drummer.
Great drummer.
And a Commonwealth Games javelin medalist also went to school there as well.
Medalist.
Magic.
So that's Truro City FC, is it?
That's them, I think.
And yep. That was the Tinners.
The National Obsession.
Oh, God, there's that phone. This is the National Obsession. Oh, God, I know that's going to be... I'll answer it. He's not... I'm... Hello, this is the National Obsession. Hello.
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 Is that the National Obsession?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well, this is her score.
I know who it is.
Through to the hearse, you're connected to the
I'm not
Hello,
through.
Mother.
You've called us. You've called us.
Okay, well, you go through to the hearse. Don't split hairs, Mikey, you bastard.
Please don't swear. We're non-explicit.
I'm sorry, I mustn't swear. Well, I got to tell you, Charlie, since I last talked to you, I'm in a fantastic mood. I'm driving round the bay right now. Got the old hearse back.
Oh, you got it back,
have you? Yeah, I've got it back. Driving round with a floral display in the back that says R.I.P. Gary Johnson.
Oh, why? Why would you do that? He's unbeaten.
No, rot setting in, Baker. I saw what happened in the FA Cup. I saw it and he lost at Woking.
Yeah, he's lost one game. He's lost just the one game.
Nope, the tide is turning, Baker. You know it. The magic's worn off. They've had enough of his Cockney charm.
But since then, we've scored about eight goals, I think it is. Eight or nine goals since then. And we've gone to top of the league.
Don't blind me with stats and signs, Baker. The evidence is there in front of your eyes. They lost 1-0 to Woking in the FA Cup. And since then, there's how many cup wins have they had since then?
Well, none. We've got Boreham Wood on Saturday, but I don't expect us.
No,
I don't
no
expect
cup
us to.
Wins.
No.
They've not won a game in the FA Cup since then. I think that proves my point. Stick that up your ass, Johnson.
Look, hey. Let's keep
sorry
it.
For swearing
keep
back
it nice.
Well.
Keep it nice. So, how's it's nice to know you've got your hearse back because you were in Strasbourg last we heard from you, but
yeah, I came back from. I had to. In the end. I got the impression that they weren't too interested in the campaign.
Not bothered about getting Gary Owens' job back in Strasbourg.
No, they weren't. So I've come back. I've managed to get the hearse back. The pressure group, though, since you asked,
yeah.
which you didn't, by
I
the
didn't.
Way, because you're a rude bastard.
Whoa.
That's the pressure group. Gary Owens also deserves sacking. I've set up a website, which
yeah.
you can go and have a look at.
I think
for more information on my aims and what I'm trying to do to get Gary Owens' job back, the website is as follows.
Yes.
www.gonads.com.co.uk/gov.net.gov.uk
Okay. I mean...
It's perfectly simple.
Perfectly simple. Now, listen... I mean, I think it might be time to let it go, Hurst, because, you know...
No.
Where is Gary at the moment? Because Martin Kuhl's got a job. He's got a job at Basingstoke Town.
Martin Kuhl's another one of his backstabbing bastards.
Oh.
He's left Gary Harris when the tough got going. Gary Harris, let me tell you, is keeping his head down like any model forward.
Oh,
Gary could get out and about in the media, counting himself at his job and that job and... But no, he's a model professional.
Yeah.
And it might look as though there's been absolutely no interest in him whatsoever for a management position, but you're bang wrong. He's just not making a solid dance about it like Gary Johnson.
Look, I'll say one positive thing about Gary Johnson. All the players he signed, I mean, not all of them, but one or two of them, like Kyle Cameron, who he signed, he's looking a good signing, but he wasn't very good under Gary Owers, who signed him. Oh, seems to have... Is he gone?
Put in that look. Don't again, blame me with stats and nonsense. And
the truth. Just the truth, Hurst.
Robson Boring's gone up to Oxford now.
Robson Boring.
Gary Harris signing.
Yeah, Oxford City. It's not Oxford United.
Oxford United.
No, it's Oxford City. It's Oxford City. Robson Boring.
The point stands.
Yes.
Players like Robson Boring that move onwards and upwards.
Yeah, I don't think it's upwards because Torquay are top of the league now and they've not. And, we haven't got time this week.
Wasting my time again.
Hey, Hurst, have a happy Christmas. I expect you get very busy during the winter months.
Well, we do have a lot of unfortunate accidents over Christmas. You know, I mean, a lot of pensioners.
Exactly. This is the thing.
Let go over Christmas.
Okay. Bye bye. Cheers, Hurst. Bye.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Talky Corner.
I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Lovely, innit, John? Top of the league.
I think
we're going to stay there as well. We're not going to lose. We will not lose over Christmas.
Yeah. You can't see it.
We will not lose to Hampton and Richmond. We will not lose to Truro.
Gloucester in there.
And Gloucester. So we're going to have 12 points more by the end of... It's unbelievable, John.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
The Welling manager was...
He's a bit of a prick afterwards, isn't he?
Did you hear that interview with him?
I heard the gist of it.
He blamed the pitch.
Yeah. By the way, what do we think Welling's pitch is like? I've been to Welling.
Yeah. He blamed the pitch a lot. He said our keeper should have been sent off and then we'd have had no keeper. Well, we've got a better keeper on the bench. he blamed the wind. Said second half it was like a different game. He did say we outplayed him as well. But you just say that. And apparently all their fans were going about how we were celebrating like we'd won the league. Well, you have to understand where we've come from. Where did we come from? Where did we go?
In the words of the great...
Exactly.
Rednecks.
The Rednecks, John. Oh, it's exciting, John. I can't quite cope. I just feel... All I wanted to make sure we just keep Gary, that's all.
We've got to be careful about if we keep players in January as well.
Yeah, who's going to leave though? No one's going to sign Jamie Reid.
Who's the top scorer?
No one. Oh, yeah. This is. Pretty emotional.
By the way, I'm going to see Paul McCartney on Sunday.
Are you, John?
Did I mention it?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Gary Johnson came to me.
Yeah, sing it, Paul.
Speaking words of wisdom, Jamie Reid.
Jamie Reid. Jamie Reid. Jamie Reid. Jamie Reid. Pass to Seiko Jana, Jamie Reid. Now, I put this on Twitter on that at Nabs Pod, John. The lyrics to that, and it got a bit of interest.
Took off, didn't it?
A lot of people also started talking about their own songs as well. Ben Curry on Twitter. Hello, Ben. I hope you're listening. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
All I needed was the love you got, you gave. All we wanted day after day. You're all we ever need. Jamie Reid. Talkie.
Good work.
It's good. And then, which got us onto Kalala. And people started then suggesting Kalala songs, which was beautiful. Ben Curry again. I reckon we could slot Kalala seamlessly into Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Ben, here we go. We used to sing Kalala, la, 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 Ka-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Talkie. That's a good one, John. You can see that going, can't you?
Yes. I like that.
Love that very much. Matty Hayward got in touch. Hello, Matty. On the ice to you. I'd like to see you here. Kalala to the tune of Kylie's Can't Get You Out of My Head. Have we got that? La la. Kalala la la. Kalala. Kalala la la. Really good.
Our listeners are great.
Let's get the final one on. This was from the Torquay United banter. Yeah. Is this the way? Very nice. Very nice.
I just thought we needed to hear a bit more of this song.
It's a great song.
It's just a great song.
It's a great, great song.
It just makes you happy.
Always. Tony Christie. Here it comes. Ready? And we go. Oh, no, it's not on there.
Okay.
Show me the way to... trying to think of a... No.
Trago Milo. Kind of works.
Here it comes now. La 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 la. Talkie. La 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 la. Talkie. La 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 la. Talkie. Good fun, isn't it? Well done.
Jamie Reed. Talkie. Something.
Good work, Torquay United banter.
Yeah.
And this one, next one, you would never ever get on the terraces.
Psycho Killer.
You've never heard this, have you? Psycho Killer. So I'm saying.
I like to think I'm a fan of Talking Heads.
Seiko Jana.
I don't really know this one, I have to be
honest.
You'll
like this, John. It's a great, great song. Here it comes. Long intro. It's so the DJ can talk over the front of it. Yeah, coming up, travel in half an hour.
Hit the vocals.
Yeah. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. Because my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Seiko Jana.
I mean,
nearly, isn't it?
If you get that off the ground,
if everyone's,
that would be a miracle.
I mean, that would be a miracle, but it's difficult.
You don't want to be the one who starts and then nobody kind of.
You need to be with.
Does it.
You need to be with 5 to 10 mates,
yeah.
And have worked it out beforehand. So I'm not. Are you bothered? We're not bothered about the trophy, are we, John?
No,
really?
I don't care.
Borehamwood away. Wood. There we are. Okay, that is that Talkie Corner,
that's
John.
It,
that's Talkie Corner. We love you, girls. That was Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Letters from a Listener.
No letter today.
Oh dear, John.
No letters today.
There we are, no letters. Oh, well, we understand. If John's going to be rude to you
do we understand
every time. If John's going to be rude every time anybody emails in, we can understand why it's maybe not as popular as it has been in the past.
This section is the School of Hard Knocks.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is it. You turn if you sit right in, prepare to be shot down in flames. Oh, actually, it's not a letter, but I did have a very nice text from my. It doesn't quite count.
It definitely doesn't count.
Doesn't count. A text from my sister-in-law. It doesn't count, no?
No.
Okay. Well, Joe listens every week in, week out, John. She's never been to Playmore, John. She's never been to a football match.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I've
known my sister-in-law.
You mentioned
26 years now, John.
Yeah.
Listen to me banging on about the girls all that time. Here we are. This is what's happened here. She's put it in the diary. She's coming Truro.
Hey.
On Boxing Day.
Good.
It's good fun, isn't it? And also, actually, she discussed non-league football the other night. She was at she discussed Torquay United and the two Garys at her works do. She was sat next to a football fan. Who listens to your talk sports show and
hey.
There we are, enjoys the show. Started discussing non-league football. Joe could join in with the conversation because of
and
the Nat Obs pod.
Is mission,
mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, I think.
Very good. Well done. Thank you, Joe.
The
on the ice
obsession.
To you, Joe. You can't be a foff, Joe, because you are you are f so you can't be there we are. There we are. No letters? There
no
we
letters.
Are. If you want to get in touch, do get in touch. At Nat Obs Pod. We will only ever be honest with you. At Nat Obs Pod. Or what is the email address, John?
A nationalobsession at gmail.com.
There we are. Do get in touch.
Yes.
The National Obsession.
The National Obsession podcast. We've had a lovely week. Thank you, John. Lovely to see you again.
Mm.
Last one before Christmas next week.
Christmas special.
Christmas special next week.
Send you the FA Trophy. Some more time for the Nat Obstivity. give that the proper I forgot about that. Space yeah. and time.
Should we leave that another week? Okay. Well, at NatObsPod if you want to get in touch, or the email address, John.
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Email, you b****s.
Oh, John. Get in touch. Speak to you soon on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.